I'm here again with Thor with the small hammer. And he is Thor with Mjolnir. And yeah, it's a tiny hammer. But the point I'm making is today we're going to talk about how to become wealthy with no money. So, Thor, if I told you, and I love this, there was actually a season of this. They took a billionaire. I don't know if you watched the show. They took a billionaire. I think it was out of like Florida. They dropped him in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania. And they told him, you have 90 days, I believe. You have to make at least $1 million. And he came close. He got to $750,000 in 90 days. And no one knew who he was. Mm-hmm. No one knew anything about him. And he found a way to get there. Now, one might argue that there were some shenanigans and the valuation wasn't there and blah, blah, blah. But it was a very compelling television. In your opinion, can you become wealthy with no money? And if so, how do you do it?
I think you can. I just think it's really hard. And I also think that the whole dropping a billionaire into that environment is the wrong person.
Why?
They don't have the taste for blood anymore.
Well, he did it, though.
But I think that he still had his billions of dollars if he didn't do it.
True.
Right? So his back's not up against the wall.
Interesting comment. Interesting concept as well. So here's what I disagree with you, and I'll tell you why I disagree with you. First of all, one of my favorite stories I've heard is I read that there's a club of billionaires out there. And these people, the only way to join this club is you have to have made over $1 billion and then lost all billion and then come back again. So you have to know that you can do it again. So goes back to the question of, can you become wealthy with no money? The answer is yes, because these guys have done it. Now it's sort of that fictional club that I'm not a part of, but
I'm too lazy. I don't want to do it again.
You don't want to get, would you have to give the same pound of flesh, you think?
Yeah, or even more.
Really? The guy from NVIDIA came out and said, if people knew how hard it is to become rich, they know it's not worth it. I don't think it's worth it. And I thought that was fascinating to see the truly successful from a monetary standpoint go, price is too high. I don't want it.
I think it depends on what the price is. I think, you know, I think we've talked about this in maybe other episodes. Like, if the price is that you're going to be divorced and you're never going to see your kids, is the price too high? Is it that you're going to have no life for this period of time? Is the price too high? It depends on like what you're willing to sacrifice, I think. You know, I think we've talked about this before. So, I think that there is a tremendous cost, period, in the story.
I'm going to qualify that because we've been talking about billionaires. And let's be a little bit more reasonable. Let's talk about millionaires. Because I think we both qualify there, but the fact is you're further along the food chain than I am. But the question of how to become wealthy with no money, I'll tell you what the process is. Number one, have a really good idea. And not just a really good idea because you thought while you were smoking a blunt that this is a really good idea. Like, you actually market tested it. You've actually spoken to people. They've gone, I will give you the orders for it. Once you know...
How do you do that with no money?
I think you talk to people. You have the next Instagram and you go, would you do this? You have the next Uber. You make those 10 phone calls going, would you drive a car? You do that market testing. You do all the work it takes without having the money. And then go, what I need is the money. Now, the money can come from a few different places. Number one, you can go to the bank and get an SBA loan. And the SBA loans are often set up to actually finance a business. That you have to go to them with a good business plan and go, here's what I think is going to happen. Here's why I think it's going to happen. All I need is the funding for you. What you can do is also get a bunch of orders and then take that money, that's the receivables, and get a loan against those receivables. And you can do that as well. So there are ways to structure funding once you have the orders. In the end, the order is the king. What I find fascinating is this new trend of, I would say late millennials, late Gen Zs, millennials, whatever that range is. We saw that theme in the Ubers of the world. We saw that theme in the Facebooks of the world. These companies whose founders basically said, the rules don't match what I want to do, so fuck the rules. I'm just going to do what I want anyways. And I don't know if that is the right way to go, but that might just be my risk tolerance. And quite bluntly, they're far more successful than I am. So what do I know? But personally, I think it's possible. I think you just need to show that there's a revenue stream. And not just show because you think there is, but actually to be able to demonstrate. There's a eatery group near where I live. And there's like 50 different places in this food place. And I was speaking to the guy who runs it. And what he said was, if I took every applicant who came to my place, I'd have a bunch of pizza stores and a bunch of like donut shops, which means that no one had an original idea. So the point is, what makes your idea different? What makes your idea the one that's going to succeed? If you're going to be the guy who comes up with mochi, great. What's your moat? What's going to prevent the 90th guy from joining you making that mochi? What is the differentiation point? Because it's not just enough to have an idea. It's not just enough that it'd be different. You've got to be able to stop people from being exactly like you. So I think those are some of the factors. What would you add to that?
I mean, I agree with the factors. I just don't know how to do it.
You think?
I've never been in the space. I'm very a tactile space person. Like, give me a widget, I'll sell the widget.
Okay.
I'm like technology focused. I'm not going to create the next Uber application or Tesla. I've always just been of the mind that I can do something better when I see it. And then that's where I excel. So give me a product and like I can make it better and more efficient, et cetera. So I think it's really hard. I applaud people that do it. Because I don't know if I could just do it with $0.
I love what you just said there, because I think it's fascinating. Another key component of this is know who you are. Because I don't think enough people know who they are. I know I have made some very expensive mistakes over the last several years in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, where I've bought into businesses that I knew full well I neither had the bandwidth for, nor had the inclination to learn, nor the time to get into, but I was in there for XYZ reasons. I lost my shirt on those investments. I now have a rule for myself, and that rule is, if I don't know that market intimately, I'm not getting into that market. And that's exactly what you're saying as well, Thor. You're saying, well, Thor with the small hammer, you're saying you want to only enter a business where you know what you do and you can control that widget. If I came to you with the next software startup, and the truth is I have come to you before with the next software startup, you were like, no, that's not what I do. That's not who I am. I can invest, I can do all those things, but that is not who I am. I'm not going to be joining you. I think that's important to recognize who you are and sort of play just the game you know how to play. You want to add to that?
No, I agree. Yeah, play in your space. And I think that's a really hard thing for people, period, end of story, in general. Like, look in the mirror and own your shit. I don't think people can do that, whether it's good or bad, right? Like you're owning your shit. I invested in these businesses and I shouldn't have, right? A lot of people would be like, I invested in these businesses and those guys fucked it up and they didn't know what they were doing and they lost my money and they're assholes. And I'm like, well, what did you do about it?
Yeah, 100%. The question we started off with is how to become wealthy with no money. The answer is you can. You need to have a good idea. It has to be in your space. The other thing I would say, and this has happened to me far too often, I'd say at least 6 times that I can think of, where I had a great idea, but it was mistimed. So you have to have the timing right of your business as well. And what I mean by that is, I can tell you that I had the idea for what I think of as Groupon, like a good 5 years before Groupon. Number one, I didn't get into the space. But number two, even if I would have gotten into that space, it would have been too soon. And I didn't have the bandwidth and I didn't execute. So it's not my idea. It's just a concept I had. And everyone thinks about the Groupon I could have started. But would it have been the right moment for you in the right location? There's a reason a lot of businesses start out in San Francisco, because they've got that ecosystem to encourage those types of businesses. If you're going to sit in, I'm making this up, in rural Ohio, and you're going to have the greatest idea in the world, it may be an incredible idea. And yes, the world may be flat, but there's a difference between investing in rural Ohio and investing in San Francisco. You might be able to get the money, the talent you need, people you need. Do you have all of those people? I know companies, I work for companies who bought a really cheap business in the middle of nowhere. And then they literally had to fly their entire team every week to that location just to run the company. And is that sustainable? So is it possible to become wealthy with no money? Yes. But there are a bunch of factors that go into it. And you have to know that sales is king, that timing is queen.
Yeah, and you have to have a lot of charisma and you have to be resolute about what you're trying to do. You know, I think if you can navigate people really well, you have a lot more success in that aspect. If you're an introvert and you can't make people think that this is going to be the next Uber, you're going to have a lot of trouble there. But you got to believe in this thing so fucking bad that people are like, holy fuck, if I don't get on board with this, I'm going to miss it. Like Gary Vee was like, I could have invested in an Uber, but I fucking passed. That would have been a billionaire on top of a billionaire on top of a billionaire.
He's like, you know.
But you didn't.
Motherfucker.
The other thing I would add, and you know what? We answer the question as if the only way to become wealthy is by investing into a business. There's another way, and there is a way to become wealthy with no money. Invest slow, invest for a long period of time. The only thing more powerful than capital is time. So if you can start even with a small amount of capital, I'm talking tens of dollars, hundreds of dollars, and just let it compound over time, you can become a millionaire given enough time. So keep that in mind as well. Anything else you want to add to this, Thor with the small hammer?
No, I think you said it all very articulately today.
And on that note, stay tuned for the next conversation of I'm Rich, Now What?